Up and down the West Coast, 20,000 longshoremen are in the middle of a labor dispute with port operators. The longshoremen have been working without a contract since July the 1st. According to the Pacific Maritime Association, the union is deliberately slowing down work. The Longshoremen's Union denies that charge. Many Washington businesses depend on the ports of Seattle and Tacoma to get goods into their stores. So how could a work slowdown affect your holiday shopping? Eric Schinfeld is president of the Washington Council on International Trade. It's a nonprofit that advocates for trade policies on behalf of Washington state businesses. Schinfeld told Ross Reynolds there's no doubt the longshoremen have staged a slowdown.
Well, certainly it is very clear to both sides that there is a significant decrease in productivity in our ports. And I think our friends in the labor community have pointed out rightly that there are some issues that management and ports have to work on. But we've also seen some clear evidence that this is a tactic that labor is using to try and make sure that these issues get resolved.
And how is it affecting the businesses that you represent?
It is a huge, huge issue for the businesses that we represent. And we represent, of course, businesses large and small across the state, including agricultural organizations. And we know that they need to get their goods to market because they're perishable. But also, this is the holiday season. And our retailers here in Washington state that manufacture goods elsewhere in the world and use our ports to get those goods to the shelves in time for Black Friday after Thanksgiving and the Christmas season are really concerned about making sure those goods get to market.
Give us a few examples of what you're hearing from your members.
I think when you look at retail companies here in Washington state, like, for example, Brooks Sports or REI, they manufacture overseas. And not only do they bring their goods in through the ports of Seattle, ports of Tacoma, and other ports along the West Coast to get them to market, but they specifically time them to be exactly timed to get to market because it's a huge cost to them just have a bunch of inventory lying around waiting to get to market. So they want, in their ideal world, it gets on the boat in Asia, it gets off the boat here, it goes directly to the store, and it gets sold within a week. If that's not happening because there's that delay in the port, it's a cost to them for the goods that they can't get to market. It's a huge backlog, and then they're missing out on sales. So for all of those retail companies, it really throws off not only the immediate issue, but then creates a backlog issue and a disruption that can last for months.
What's physically happening at the ports? Do you have containers from local manufacturers that are just sitting there because they can't go?
That's absolutely right. We've got containers. And of course, a lot of those goods that are waiting to get on ships or waiting to get from ships go into warehouses. And now we're seeing the warehouses overflowing. And so goods are literally sitting on the ships waiting to be offloaded or sitting in trucks waiting to get into the warehouse to get unloaded.
Well, this is a bad situation, but it could get worse if there's a complete stoppage.
It would be terrible if there's a complete stoppage. We're talking about tens of billions of dollars in potential loss for the entire West Coast. This is a state, Washington state, where 40% of all the jobs are tied to international trade. So if you think about our ports as the key to that trade gateway, 40% of all the jobs in Washington state being impacted by that would be a huge, huge economic disruption for our state.
And as you mentioned, we have the holiday season right upon us. Is that putting pressure on both sides to come to an agreement?
We hope so. Certainly, I think it's in no one's interest to have a full labor stoppage, especially at this harvest and holiday season. We need both parties to come together. We've offered, for example, to bring in a federal mediator to find an opportunity to bring these parties together. They're still at the table every day, which is a good sign. We have not seen the progress and momentum we want to see. We need to get this done as soon as possible.
Now, I've seen some calling for President Obama to step in to try to resolve this. What role might the president have?
Absolutely. The president has the ability to offer a federal mediator to bring both parties together. And that actually worked when the East Coast ports were having a similar negotiation. That was a very effective tactic. Right now, not everyone in the current negotiation has agreed to the idea of a federal mediator. We think it's a really good idea. And certainly, as this drags on more and more, and we see more disruptions and we see more congestion, I think the call for that will be even more forceful.
Eric Schinfeld is my guest. He's president of the Washington Council on International Trade. It's a nonprofit that advocates for trade policies on behalf of Washington state businesses. And the businesses he represents are really concerned about a slowdown in traffic through the ports of Seattle and Tacoma because of a labor dispute between the Longshoremen's Union and the shipping companies. Do you think that slowing down operations, as the union is accused of doing, will be successful for them? Do they have the upper hand here?
I think that certainly it has called great attention. It has certainly, we've heard the howls from the business community who are really being impacted by this. And this is not just big corporations. We're talking about the individual family farmer who, if they don't get their goods to market, that's their year's income. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars for a small family farmer is a big deal. So we've certainly gotten a lot of attention on this. The media has been covering it. The president so far has resisted calls for bringing in a federal mediator. But I think the more this goes on and the more these disruptions take place, I really do think that he'll be forced to get involved if necessary.
How do you expect this is going to play out? It's not unprecedented that there be a dispute between the longshoremen and the Pacific Maritime Association. Based on what we've seen in the past, what do you think is going to happen?
You know, we've seen what happens when there is a full work stoppage at the ports, and it is absolutely devastating. And I just can't fathom that either party would really want that to happen. It's not necessary. It's not good for our economy. And it's really not good for any of the parties involved. So I continue to be optimistic and hope that we can find some resolution one way or another.
Eric Schoenfeld is president of the Washington Council on International Trade. That's a nonprofit that advocates for trade policies on behalf of Washington state businesses. He says the longshoremen are staging a work slowdown. Does that charge really have any merit? Craig Merrilies is spokesperson for the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. He joins me now from San Francisco. Hi, Craig. Thanks for taking the time.
Hi. Good to be here, Marcy. Thanks for having us.
So port operators say longshoremen are having a deliberate work slowdown. Is there any truth to that?
Well, you know, the problems at the ports, unfortunately, are much more complicated. And the reasons for the delays and the problems that customers are having, unfortunately, involve a great deal of responsibility with the companies themselves. I'm talking about these big multinational corporations that control the vessels coming in and out of the port. And those companies have taken a number of steps that have caused a real disaster for customers. And the union is trying to deal with these problems so that customers can get what they need in and out of the ports. And it's also making conditions very difficult for workers.
But Craig,
the problem cleaned up, and we want to see the problems resolved so that everybody can get what they need as soon as possible.
So just to be clear, there's not a deliberate work slowdown, or there is a deliberate work slowdown?
You know, I think that the best way to think about this is an incredible degree of frustration that has been documented by the industry press that follows this story intimately. And they've pointed out that the frustration of workers is a secondary factor in the problems that the ports are experiencing right now. And the primary problems that they point to, these are the industry experts, include outsourcing of truck chassis. This is something fundamental that has become a big blockage, because anybody that wants to move a container needs to put it on a truck chassis, and yet the truck chassis are not available as they have been in the past. And this shortage has been cited as a tremendous problem that makes it difficult for someone to get their products in and out of the port. They've cut those back. They've done the same thing with containers, by the way. They used to have large pools of containers. They've now reduced those pools, making it much harder for customers to get a container and get their product in and out of the port. They've also reduced the hours and the days that they're open. It was until recently, a customer could come any day of the week and on Saturday. Now they'll find if they come on a Tuesday or Thursday, they won't even be able to get in the gate because the companies have locked the gate. So this is causing stress for longshore workers as well as a terrible inconvenience for customers. It's wrong. It needs to stop. We're trying to work with the companies to get them to address these problems.
What else are sticking points between the union and the port operators?
Well, I'd say that we need to make sure that the docks are safe. And too many people have been killed on the docks over the years. These jobs are very dangerous, more dangerous than police and firefighting work by comparison. And any steps we can take to try and make sure that they work efficiently but also safety are important. So we have simultaneous talks underway right now to try and make progress to make sure that safety is part of the job. Another issue of concern would be to make sure that the truck chassis that were previously maintained and inspected on the docks are safe to operate, because those chassis that carry these incredibly heavy containers out on our freeways, need to be safe and they need to be inspected. And if they aren't properly repaired and they come apart on a freeway, families traveling in minivans behind these containers are going to face dangerous, possibly deadly results. So safety, both right. for the workers and for the public, has to be paramount. And unfortunately, big companies sometimes cut corners on safety, and that can have a disastrous result for everyone.
I have 20 seconds. Yes or no, will this be settled before Christmas?
Boy, we're certainly doing everything we can to make that possible. We've been meeting. In fact, we're meeting at this very moment, and we are going to push as hard as we can to get an agreement. We want to get this behind us so we can work on the congestion and delay problems that are frustrating customers and need to be addressed by the industry.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Merrilies is spokesperson for the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.